Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. Good evening. Okay, Simon Kuf Samaches, Rabbi Yisai, page 130. Kuf Samaches discusses Din Kedim of Brachas, the order of Brachas. There is two topics within that. We're not going to be addressing the following. That's a different Simon. If you've got a few foods in front of you, which Bracha comes first? We're not going to be discussing that. Which bracha comes first? Which bracha comes before the other? We'll not be discussing that because Kuf Samaches discusses the following. You've got various foods of the same bracha in front of you, and you're going to make one bracha. What should you make the bracha on? So say for instance, you've got a few fruits in front of you, or actually breads. I mean, bread is probably the best case because that's what Shulchan Aruch is talking about. A few breads, few types of breads. You're going to make hamotzi. You want to know on which one of those breads. You can think of a whole basket full of breads. You've got goods. You've got a few whole grains. Some are rice. Some are white bread. Some are cut. Some are sliced. Some are big. Some are small. You're going to make one bracha. You're going to make hamotzi. But on which of those are you going to make hamotzi on? Which of those are you going to make? You're going to make hamotzi. You're going to make one bracha. Which one should you choose to make hamotzi on? So that's the discussion in this simon over here. Does that make sense? Okay, so al eze min pas mevochin. Which type of bread do you make a brachon? Uvoi yud zayin seifim, the 17 seifim in this, but only the first few address this very shaila. Hoy lefonov chaticho shel pas. There is various types of bread in front of you. Lefonov chaticho shel pas vepas sholim. Various types of bread in front of you. Hakoil. All of them mean echad from one type. What is going to be the first condition? What's going to be the first thing you need to choose from? Sholem. So the first thing is sholem. The first condition is to complete. That's what you say. Any other opinions? Chita. Sholem. Various suggestions over here. Chita, if it's made out of wheat. If you say that if it's sholem, if it's complete. Okay. Says Shulchan Aruch as follows. We will need a few seifim to get clarity, yeah? But at this point, Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Bevarech al sholem, you make a bracha on the sholem, on a complete. So if you've got a sliced or a complete bread, you're going to take the complete bread. But that's not the whole story. Afilu pas kibor, even if it is a kibor bread, which means that it's not pure, it's not white. Perish lechem she'enu noki, it's not white bread. It's brown bread. You're going to choose the sholem over the brown bread, although it's brown. Ve'katon ve'chaticho is pas v'nikiyah gdoyla. But if the complete one, mesa'orim is made out of sa'orim, ve'chaticho is mechitim, and the slices are made out of wheat, then, afilu iktan, even although it's small, meniach ha'prusat ha'chaz ha'shlemu ve'tziyah mishtein yachad. So Shulchan Aruch says, first thing that we need to know is that sholem, complete, is better than gadol and noki. If you've got one that is complete on the one hand, and one that is better quality bread, white bread, better quality bread on the other hand, and even if the white one is bigger, sholem comes first. So sholem is the first condition. We have sholem overrides complete as opposed to slight, overrides white bread, overrides big bread. Sholem is the first condition that we're seeing now. Shulchan Aruch then says that if you can eat both simultaneously, you can do that as well. If you've got, you can somehow push them together and eat both of them together. That's ideal if it's possible. For kol zek shiroitze lechol mishneim, that's if you want to eat both. But if you only intend to eat one of them, then just take the sholem, the complete. Now, there's actually an underlying important yesod over here. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you intend to eat both, you can have the complete and the sliced, and you make a bracha on it, and you eat them together. That's fine. But if you don't intend to eat both, you're only going to take the one which is the best one, which is the sholem, the complete one. You don't need to eat both at the same time, just for the bracha's sake. Which tells us the following. You know, sometimes people do, maybe somebody does it, that in order to get out of bracha's problems, You take another item in order that you have the ideal bracha. So we're learning over here. This is what the poskim point out of here. You don't need to do that. Chazal are never going to tell you to eat something. Chazal will never tell you, I remember hearing this from our Falk in Gateshead, as Bocha. Chazal will never tell you to eat something. You don't need to eat something because of Bocha's purpose. Chazal will tell you which one you need to eat first. But if you only intend to eat one of them, then forget it. You don't have to force yourself to eat something just for the brachas. So the example is, the Ramah's case is that you have a sholem, which is ideally you need a sholem, a complete piece of bread, and the other one, and you have a slice of something which is better bread. It's better quality bread. It's white bread. It's even bigger, better quality. So which one are you going to eat first? Shulchan Aruch says, sholem, complete, overrides this. But if you can eat both, you should eat both at the same time. Now, the Poskim point that Ramah says, that's Mishnah Berurah points out, that, but just to eat both, if you don't intend to eat both, if you only intend to eat the complete, or, for that matter, you only intend to eat the sliced one, because you don't want to eat, you don't eat brown bread, you only want to eat white bread, so you don't have to eat that, just let the other one go. Chazal never going to tell you to eat two for the purpose of brachas. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Okay, we have to see a bit more maybe in due course, but the yesod I think is an important yesod. Okay, so at this point, Masif Aleph is teaching us, at now what we've learned, if you have got a few variety of breads, so far we have learned, take the sholem, take the complete one. By the way, talking about sholem, does it matter if it's does it ever happen to your chalas? That is a little bit missing, like a tiny, like a bit broken off. Do you have to like get all nervous about it, or do you have to try to avoid it, or do you not worry about it? Do you know when it's a little bit missing, a little bit like a tiny? Pardon? Oh, very similar to that. Yeah, we'll get more. There's a later if similar to that. Very, very good. So the Mishlem Zalman speaks about this, and it's as if an insignificant amount, you don't have to worry about it. It doesn't take away the name of Sholem, the category of Sholem, just because a tiny bit is broken off. It's not like, yeah, Matz is more problematic. Matz is definitely more problematic. But when it comes to Chalas, because Chalas is, the volume of Chalas is much bigger, therefore if you've got, what the person can speak about, 1/48 or something like that, it's a very insignificant amount, and if it's broken off that much, it really doesn't matter. With regard to Matz, the volume is smaller, and there are much less to it, so a small breaking off could be more of a problem. Okay, but let's talk about chalas. Chalas, it's the answer for chalas, it doesn't matter.
What happens if you go up the complete bread and you do the crop on that? But during the meal, you might want to eat the sliced bread.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Absolutely. We are all, as I introduced this simon, the question that we're addressing over here is now, you're going to make one bracha, which is hamotzi. What do you make the bracha on? You have all, you're having this breakfast, this cholamayit breakfast, you've got loads of breads in front of you, and now you want to know what you make the hamotzi on. So the first, afterwards you may go through the whole pile of breads later on. But at the moment, what do you make the bracha on? And now we're in the first condition is sholem comes before anything else. There's more to follow. Because the Mishnah Berurah goes into the discussion over here, did you notice that it speaks about Seorim and Chitim? How does that come into it? Chitim and Seorim, wheat or barley. So without going into the great deal of discussion now, this is also the category. The truth is, even on top of Sholem, there's the category of Shivas Aminim. If you've got one bread which is made out of wheat, Chita, and you've got another bread which is made out of rye, or one bread which is made out of barley. So the very first condition, even more than Sholem, is that Shiva Saraminim comes first. So in the order of brachas, Sholem is second. But first of all, if one of them is Shiva Saraminim, the other one is not Shiva Saraminim, you're going to take from the Shiva Saraminim first. If they're both out of Shiva Saraminim, or they're both not out of Shiva Saraminim, then you're going to go for Sholem. So again, condition number one is Shiva Saraminim, condition number two is Sholem. Yeah. Yeah.
That roll is now solid.
Yeah.
I want the roll.
Yeah.
But I want to finish.
So that would be a very nice example. You don't want the roll in its complete shape. You don't want it like that. You didn't buy it to have it like this. So you want it. So you don't have to. That would be a good example again. Chazal will never tell you to buy a sholem for the sake of sholem. You don't have to make the bracha on hamotzi on sholem. You bite it and then you cut it and you put the cheese in. No, Chazal never required that. Chazal said if you do it to eat a sholem and one which is cut the cheese inside and you don't want to know which order to eat, this Shulchan Aruch teaches us you go for sholem and afterwards you go for the cut. But if you don't intend to eat the shalim at all. So
bummer.
Yeah, so you don't intend to eat a complete one. You want to eat a cut, you want to eat a sandwich. So fine, so make the bracha on the sandwich and finish. You don't have to eat a shalim in order to make a bracha. Yeah. That would be another example to the yesoid that I mentioned earlier. Does that make sense? Does that make more sense now? Yeah. Yeah. No. Even not on Shabbos. On Shabbos, an additional halacha of Lechem Mishneh. Additional halacha of Lechem Mishneh. Even never marry Lechem Mishneh, there's a point of Sholem. Why do you take and eat Sholem? Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkot Aleph, Mevorech ala Sholem, Mishum Hidur Mitzvah. There is something about when you make the bracha, you should be on a complete, should be, first of all, you should be on Shivas Aminim. Shivas Aminim are praised. They are praised Minim. And if it's not Shivas Aminim, then it's Sholem, it's complete. It's a Hidur Mitzvah. Hidur Mitzvah, you're beautifying the Mitzvah. You're making a Motzi on a complete item rather than a cut. Good. So, see, base keeps going as follows. Imstein Shlemois, Miminechot. Okay. So now you've got Sholem, and you've got two Sholems in front of you. Two whole breads in front of you. Achas gedoyla, one is big. Achas ktana, one is smaller. Two breads in front of you, one is big, one is small. Mevarech ala gedoyla, you're going to make the bracha on the big one. So now we've learned already. Shivas aminim, level one. Sholem, level two. And now we're learning that big comes over small. Ve'im yesh le'odom shnei chatzoy. Now he goes into I would put this in brackets now. He adds the following as a footnote. Him yesh la'odom shnei chatzoy lechem. If a person has two halves of bread, ve'yel lechem sholem, and he hasn't got a complete bread, he only has two halves. Yechabrom yachad. That's a bit similar to what you're mentioning. Yechabrom yachad be'etz. Take a piece of wood and stick them together in the wood. Fancy that? Two halves. You stick them together in a piece. Take a pack of wood, like a piece of wood. Stick them together, and then it's back sholem. It could be, it doesn't have to be wood, it could be any other items. Pardon? Toothpick. Yeah, toothpick, okay. In a way that it's not be seen, it doesn't appear to be cut and broken, but it looks like as if it's sholem. He has a din of sholem. That goes back into your discussion. Now, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to do that. It brings back, on Shabbos, it wouldn't be considered, you are making, it's not melacha, to put them together. You can just take a thing, join them together, it's to some extent sholem. Now, obviously, it's quite a shvach sholem. I mean, whom are you trying to fop over here exactly? I mean, who are you trying to fool? So how does that work? So, everybody agrees that Mishneh Berurah Sifkot Zayin says, Morgan Avraham efakpek boze. Morgan Avraham is not too excited about that. V'dayt lo b'chol ein tzorich lahadra achaze. He says, never mind. He says, there's not much point doing that. V'rak b'shabbos b'in lechem ishte sholem yaseze. He would only potentially have for Shabbos, but it's not a great idea to do that. He says that it's not, just make sure it's not mukta. So the poskim are not particularly excited about that. But I suppose it's better than nothing. If you want to have sholem, you can put them together and then it's like some sort of sholem. What do you think about it? It's a bit dodgy, you know? Bit dodgy, yeah. Morgan Avraham doesn't like it. Now, interesting shaila. What happens? We learned that big comes over small. Shivas aminim, sholem, big. Yeah, big comes over small. What happens if the big one, it just doesn't look nice? It's squashed. It's big, but it's squashed. So you've got two breads, they're both made out of wheat, they're both whole. One is big and like squashed, or like, I don't know, like a bit squashed. And the other one is smaller, but it's nice looking. Which one would you take? Small and nice, or big and not nice?
Small.
So he said that nice overrides big. Says in Mishneh Berurah in Sifkotten Vav, Mevorech ala gedoyla, take the big one. Vedaf kishu shneim shovim b'yoyf. It's all if they're both identical beauty. Avolim ha'ketanu nekiyev ha'gedoyla kibor. If it looks better, it's nicer. If it's better looking and it's better quality, then you go for the smaller one. Mevorech ala ketanu, you take the smaller one. It's exactly as you're saying. If the smaller one is better quality, it's nicer, then you're going to take for the smaller one. Okay, we continue Sif Gimel. Shnei gluskois advukim yachad. You've got two pieces of bread which are together. I think the best way to explain that is that it's Siamese twins chalet. Two chalets that are, that's what you're talking about. When they were baked together. Attached, okay, so that's what we're talking about. But, so they're attached together. Shnei gluskois, two loaves of bread. Hadvukim yachad, who are sticking together. Shenefu, they are baked together. Venechtach mino achas, and one of them is cut, is broken off. Ve'ashnia, and the second one, and ishoro shlema, remained complete. What are you meant to do? So you've got one and a half, kind of, they're attached, one is slightly broken off. Yeah? So, toiv lehafrid achaticho me'ashlema, cut it off. Cut off the broken one off. Cut off the broken off. Take it off. Kidei she'tiyanire shlema, so that it would appear to be shalem, to be complete. Venechtach mino achas ve'ashnia nishor shlema. So, toiv lehafrid achaticho me'ashlema, kidei she'tiyanire shlema, mima she'nichenu dovuk bo, afal p'shenire ziyesik doilo. So, you've got two chalas. One of them, they are baked together and they're attached. One is broken off slightly. So what you're meant to do is that this has got a big challah now, but it's better yet to detach it like this, and this is going to be considered a full challah now. Is it a full challah? It's not really a full challah, but it's better than when it was like this. Does that make sense? Why is it better? It doesn't. What? When it was attached or detached? When it was attached, it didn't look good. That's right. Therefore, it's better to detach it and to have the broken one away. And now this is to some extent considered sholem, complete. That's what it says. It's better to do that way. Don't cut your challah in the place that it was baked together. Shesham nires kepusa de, it looks like it's broken off. Elaviv tzav emokam shasholim shebo, but cut off the challah in the place where it looked fully baked, where it looked complete. So we're learning, so with regards to your shaila, your question was, what about the baked challahs in the, where you buy in the shops? And they're often, you could see that they're broken. They were joined. They're baked. When they were baked, they were joined. It's not only in the shops, that's what happens at home as well. Is this a problem of shalim or not? There were a row of six challahs baked together, three challahs baked together, and they were detached before. Is that problem of sholem or not? Sholem or not sholem? Sholem? But they were detached. You detached them. Just before they put them on the shelves, they detached them. So it's sholem because that's the way they are sold. Shem challah. Have you agreed to that? What do you think? Detached challah.
It's got a bit of crust missing when you pull them apart.
A crust missing?
The seed is
what are you telling? A problem or not a problem?
Yeah,
not a problem. Fine. All the posts came out here. And the Makoy for that is what we're learning over here. Now, you're learning that if it's already like this, you're meant to detach it, and this now is considered a sholem, so it's pretty similar to what we're discussing now. It's kind of, they were baked together, you detached it, so now this challah is a complete challah. So you've detached it and now it becomes complete. Had you not detached it, it's ironic. Had you not detached it, so the broken challah would have spoiled it. It's now not sholem. But now that I've detached it, it's now considered sholem. Isn't that ironic? But that's really the halacha. That's what Shulchan Aruch is teaching us here. Sif Dalet. Pas ha'oirin ve'pas kusmin. Nevoich al shal tzoirim kibun shuma min shiva. Shiva, and that's going back to the very first rule. Tzoirim is made out of wheat. Wheat comes first because Shiva Saminim comes first. Anything else, although in other areas of Halacha, barley, rye and everything may be considered a bit similar to Shiva Saminim, but of years certainly not. So Chito, wheat is Shiva Saminim and it comes more before anything else. Even if the other breads are better quality, even if the other breads are nicer, they taste better, they're better quality, Shiva Saminim comes first. Pas Nikiya v'pas Kibbo, Mevoich al Nikiya. Here, if they're both, Mevoich al Nikiya, if they're both, yeah, V'im Shtei Nikiya, Zul Levono Yoisa, Zul Mevoich al Levono Yoisa. So this is going into the following halacha. If they're both made out of Shiva Saminim, then you take the one which you prefer rather than the big one. So to recap what we're learning. The order of brachas is as follows. Shiva Saminim comes first. By the way, before I continue, what about if it's not hamotzi? What about mezonos? You're going to a kiddush and you're making and you have a whole variety of mezonos. You're going to make a mezonos in a minute, and you want to know what mezonos to make. My kiddush, have you been to? You want to make a mezonos, and you're going to make a mezonos, and you want to know which one to make a bracha on first. Same halacha will apply. Exactly same halachas. So the first thing you need to look at is for shivas aminim. If you've got any shivas aminim, you go for shivas aminim. Anything that is not made out of shivas aminim. Got a fancy cake that is made out of rice dough, or I don't know what, or something is made out of really fancy, rye. So however fancy it looks, you don't go for that. You go for shivas aminim. Now, once you've got shivas aminim, second level is you need to make sure that there are sholem, that it's complete. If you're about to eat it. If you're not going to eat sholem, normally it's unlikely to find sholem in a kiddush, right? Unlikely to have sholem. To either cut off or bitten off. So you go for sholem, shivas aminim, sholem, and then after that comes really a level of chaviv. If they are both sholem, then you choose the one, the chaviv that you prefer. If the one of them prefer over the other. And finally, if they are both the same level of you like them both the same, and they're both shivas aminim, they're both sholem, you both like them the same, then the final level is godless size. You look at the size, the big one is better than the smaller one. So these are the levels. So chaviv comes before. Pardon? Big on it. yeah. Sif Aleph teaches that Shiva Saminim comes first. That's Sif Aleph. Nevertheless, Shiva Saminim come first. Shiva Saminim come first. Okay, now we're going into discussion of Pas Ovid Kechovim. There is two levels of pas ovid kechovim, bread that was baked by a goy. Now, baked by a goy can be baked in. So, really, what's the loch of bread baked by a goy? And if it wasn't, can't eat it. Kosher ingredients. Paspalta, pasnachtoim, very good. That's where we're going. Okay, there is a concept, and we're talking about, obviously, clearly, we're talking about kosher ingredients only. There's a concept of bread baked by a goy. Very relevant. Very relevant. So it's completely kosher. All the ingredients are completely kosher. Chazal made a gzeira. They don't need to. It's pasnachtoim, they don't need to. Yeah. No, doesn't need to. So, goyish bread, which is made by a goy, the halacha is as follows. Chachomim made a gzeira, but not very far than cholav akum, than milk, not very distant from that. Bread also, which was made, baked by a goy, is also. But Chachomim made two categories, that it depends. If it's bread, it's all yerida. If it's made by an individual in his house, that remains also, it's a gzera of pas akum. It's also the rabbanon to eat. Bread baked by a goy in his private back home, it's also the rabbanon. Even all the ingredients are fine. However, pas nachtoim, which is made by a baker, Chachomim said that it's a gzera, it's too much. It's too much a gzera on Knali soil, it's impossible. If it's made by a baker, they didn't find it too difficult. They want to purchase bread by a goyish break, which was very, very common historically throughout centuries in countless villages. It was only a goyish breaker. It's only a goyish breaker. So his pas, if it's baked by a baker, Chachomim didn't make a gzeir on it, and it's mutter. And it's mutter, assuming, of course, all the ingredients are okay. So pas akum is a gzeir medrabona, but there's a distinction between made by a baker or made by an individual. Nevertheless, there's a chumrah that even pas nachtoim, even if it's made by a baker, nevertheless, there's a chumrah that one should ideally not eat it. And that is the famous chumrah that we find in Aseret Simchat Torah. Do you remember that halacha in Aseret Simchat Torah? One is always ensured to eat bread A person should be machmir and eat only Yiddish bread. This is not so relevant anymore today, but it's a little bit still relevant today.
They've got Hobbits now, has been, that they say you should only buy it in an emergency if you've got a choice between kosher bread.
Really, absolutely.
You should only buy the Hobbits if you can't. You know,
so that would be in the category of, which if it's made by a. So it's made.
Baker,
it's made by a baker. That's right. So lechat chila, it is still a hid or not to eat it. But yeah, yes.
As well, what about a person who watched here? A person who watched this 19 mikta challah. Is still
a person who what? Who?
He watched this. He watched the girl.
Oh.
He watched the girl in making the challah.
Oh, good. So this is a whole discussion here. There. In it, not over here. It's a whole discussion. When does this bread become Yiddish bread? When does it become not? Pasnacht, and what is it considered perfectly Jewish bread? What does he need? And that's machlok, shulchan aruch, and that's not a discussion which we're not going into now.
And why is it that the goy, the bread, why is it also
Jewish? It's Gzeirat Rabbanon. Gzeirat Rabbanon, yes.
He said that he could put the fire on.
Yeah, that's. That's a machlok, it's machlok, Ramo and shulchan aruch, and you're there, and we're not going to go into that now. Yeah. Because it's not Meikadin, it's a Chumrah. The question is, you're asking generally, why is the general community very makbid on it nowadays?
Yeah.
The answer is as follows.
It's much cheaper as well.
Absolutely. The question is a very good question. And the answer is because nowadays you've come to a point that it's so incredibly easy, and the price difference is not a very substantial difference, so you have to know about Chumras, how much is this Chumrah costing me physically, emotionally, financially? How much is that chumrah costing me? And I think for most people, this chumrah is not a very heavy chumrah. It's as if you have to go out of your way to eat, to get goyish bread, kind of thing. So therefore, it's a chumrah which has been very, which is generally very much accepted. But again, I agree that it's a chumrah. So there are people, there are definitely people who are making it, and it will be based on that. It will be based on that. There is a bit of a shaila that within the pasnachtim nowadays, there are some colors which are generally applied, but it's true that it's still considered a chumrah. It's still considered a chumrah that we don't eat it. Okay, so now, see, if Hay is going to address the following shaila, what happens if there is pas goyish bread on the table, but pas ovid kuchovim on the table, and it's much better bread? Much better bread. Much better bread. So what do you do then? That's going to be the question, Sif. Hey, what would you Tana? Yeah? It's not pass. It's a different, it doesn't go into the category of that. Although, no, I hear the question, because could be that in other areas of Halacha, it would be close to pass, but generally cereals are not included in it. Okay, so that will be the discussion in Sif. Hey, if we have pass over the kechovim, what are you meant to do then? Good. Okay, we'll just summarize what we learned tonight. We learned the order of the brachas. If a person is about to eat bread, or in fact, mizoynes, or whatever it may be, what order does he mean to take? So a summary of Sif Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and Dalet, it tells us that first of all, he should go for Shivas Aminim, second of all, he should go for Sholem, then he should go for Godoil, and it certainly doesn't have to eat something else in order to have the better bracha. So again, Shivas Haminim, Sholem, and Godel is the basic order, and Pasuv Kachom will be covered tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.